7:42 here on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Morning, 62 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lane.
We always love to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app. Download that app today and take us on the go. And if you're watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live, good morning to you there. Once a month, the friends from the Clemson Extension Office will come. They're part of the Rural Health and Nutrition Agents. We've got Hannah Shiflett, who handles York and Chester counties, and Elizabeth Parker, who handles Lancaster County. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
The dynamic duo. Well, they are good friends because they come in here talking and laughing all the time. But y'all essentially do the same job, but you just divide and conquer between the three counties, right? But you all work hand in hand, which is great. And you always provide us with just some great information, especially to us, but so our listeners can know as well regarding our health. And this month, we're taking a look at our vision. Now, why is May an important month for our vision?
So May is Healthy Vision Month. It's time just to bring awareness to your vision and how you can prevent some eye diseases and stuff like that.
So we're going to start with foods to eat for healthy vision.
Yes. So there's lots of different foods you can eat. You want to make sure that you're getting a lot of foods that are rich in vitamin A, which are full of beta carotene, which your body turns into vitamin A, and it can help with preventing dry eyes or night blindness. But that's going to be like your anything orange, carrots, sweet potatoes, butternut squash. So all of that is really good for your eyes. Also dark leafy greens, so your kale, collards, turnips, broccoli, spinach, all of that is also good. It helps protect your eyes from sunlight damage, and it reduces the risk of changes related to aging. So it's a, you know, make sure you're getting your greens in. And then also your omega-3 fatty acids. So that's your salmon, tuna, halibut, walnuts, flax and chia seeds, all of that good stuff. And that helps reduce inflammation, and it actually enhances tear production and helps support the eye's oily outer layer. So there's lots of foods that we need to be eating to make sure that our eyes stay healthy.
And this is not just for us to make sure that our kids eat this, right? I mean, this is something that we need to keep up throughout our lives.
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
Definitely.
Okay, perfect.
And this is definitely a season where we're outside more. So we definitely need to put some importance on eye protection. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Exactly. So safety glasses are so important. So not only in certain sports, when we're outside doing yard work, certain jobs require you to wear safety glasses as well. But also sunglasses. One of the easiest ways to help protect our eyes, it helps protect from ultraviolet light, which can have harmful effects on our eyes. So definitely important to wear sunglasses as well.
Before we jump into the next one, take a break from screen time. I did invest in those blue light glasses because if I'm on my iPad, especially in the evening, I don't know if it's helped or if it's like the placebo effect, but it seems to work, and they're very fashionable. Same thing with the eye protection. I remember as a kid when my dad would say, here, put these on. They were big and bulky, but now they look fantastic. The eye protection are it's very fashionable, and they fit just like sunglasses, which again leads us into taking a break from your screen time.
Yeah, so with the screen time, you know, we can't escape screens these days. They're everywhere. So we have to just make new healthy habits to kind of control the amount of screen time we're getting. When you can't avoid screen time at work or school or whatever, you want to use the 20-20-20 rule. So the 20-20-20 rule is every 20 minutes, you're going to look away about 20 feet to soften your gaze, look about 20 feet out in front of you for about 20 seconds. Mm. And that's going to help prevent eye strain. So just, you know, regularly kind of look away and relax your eyes a little bit.
And then those blue light glasses seem to help. I mean, again, yes, we're not doctors on this show, though we have our doctor degree from Fisher-Price.
So we actually did some research on that, and right now it's just the research is still out. It's still early, but it definitely doesn't hurt.
It doesn't hurt, and if it makes you feel better, then more the merrier, right?
Well, if you feel better, then that shows.
And then it's also important to get regular eye exams.
Exactly. So it can depend on your age and different health issues that you have going on. So it's important to, if you haven't had a regular eye exam or recently, go ahead and go get one and then talk to your doctor about how often you should be going back to help prevent and catch those problems early.
Well, we hear that often with the series we air here, Watch Your Eyes, and they really stress the importance of getting those yearly eye exams, just like we go to the doctor and the dentist for sure. All right. Our friends from Clemson Extension, they are the Rural Health and Nutrition Agents. Hannah Shiflett covers York and Chester counties, and Elizabeth Parker covers Lancaster County. Ladies, we certainly appreciate your knowledge and expertise. Thank you very much.
Thank you.